In the next kina that we'll recite, it's Eko, if you're using the Rosenfeld 109, in the Art Scroll page 192. Superficially, of course, it seems like this kina is literary trick. Eicha Yashuav Adad, so we take Eicha, we break it up, and we have Eko. But you go through the stanzas here and all of the different uses of the term ko that are referenced in the Torah, and you come to this inescapable conclusion that the word ko actually has a very specific connotation, analogous to what we said before about tefillin. That tefillin as a mitzvah relates to the reciprocal relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And the word ko is always used in the Torah to demonstrate one of two things: Hashem's total commitment and devotion to the Jewish people on the one hand, and on the other hand, the Jewish people's willingness to commit in return to Hashem. Let's go through the examples. Many, many of them are referenced here in this particular kina. Let's begin with the bris ben habasarim. We know that Avram was deeply concerned. Hashem had to tell Avram, Al tira Avram, scharcha harbe ma'od. And Avram was very worried. Ben meshek beisihu damesek eliezer. Vayotzeo so achutza. So Hashem has to be mechazek Avram. He has to give him a sense of strength and optimism. And he tells him, Ko yihyeh zarecha, that Avram, you might be afraid right now, but that my commitment to you, my commitment to my promise to you, my commitment to your future is, of course, unbreakable. Ko yihyeh zarecha. So we say, Eko, with the destruction of Tisha B'Av, say, where is that promise? But like I said, it goes in the other direction as well, because not only does it relate to Hashem's commitment to us, but the next critical usage of the term ko, that of course is familiar to all of us, demonstrates the Jewish people and our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Akedah. When of course Avram and Yitzchak were being asked, each in their own way, to make the ultimate sacrifice, Shavu lachem im hachamor, v'ani v'hana'ar nilcha ad ko. Avram couldn't possibly understand why it was that Hashem would want him to do this. Vayaras hamakom me'rachok, not from a physical distance alone, a deep sense of theological confusion. How could Shofet kol ha'aretz lo yasa tzedek u'mishpat? How could he ask him to kill his innocent son, bincha sechidcha shirahavta? As Yitzchak, how exactly does that comport with our understanding that Hashem is kel rachum v'chanun? And yet, v'nilcha ad ko, we will continue to go to the point that God has asked from us. On the one hand, ko yezarecha, Hashem's commitment to us. On the other hand, our commitment to Him, Avram and Yitzchak at the Akedah. Of course, Yaakov Avinu b'beis Lavan, 20 years that Yaakov suffered at the hands of Lavan. Hayisi v'yom achalani chore v'kerech balayla v'atidat shnasi me'inai. He stayed up nights whenever there was an animal that became sick. So Yaakov deducted it from his wages. Anochi achatena miyadite vakshena. Genuvti yom ugenuvti laila. It was an experience for Yaakov of being taken advantage of time and again and again and again. And yet Yaakov would testify at the end to Rachel and Leah in that famous conversation, and he calls them out, Hatzadel, so no. And he says that Hashem, despite everything that he experienced and all the suffering and all the doubts of those 20 years, that in truth, Hashem had never really abandoned Klal Yisrael, never really abandoned Yaakov Avinu. Because Imko Yomar, if Lavan would say, Akudim yes, Charecha, V'yatzu Kalatzon Akudim, that Hashem was making sure that Yaakov would be taken care of, even in the moral abyss of Beis Lavan. Continuing on, of course, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could have easily identified as an Egyptian prince. In fact, Rashi's position was that he was already an Egyptian prince. Vayihi bayamim ahem, Vaigdal Moshe. Vaigdal Moshe doesn't mean in terms of physical stature, but Vaigdal Moshe, Rashi says, Minuhu al Beso. That Paro already saw in Moshe at that point a successor. So it wasn't as if Moshe was going to be thrown out of the palace, he had nothing to lose. But when Moshe went out, Vayitzeel Achav, Vayar B'Sivlo Sam, what did the Torah tell us? Vayifen Ko Vachov, Vayar Kenish Vayaches Hamitri. He looked this way, and he looked that way, and he said, I'm casting my lot with the Jewish people. And just like the Akedah, just like Avraham Yitzchak, the code there points in the direction of our commitment to our heritage, so too, the Vayifen Ko Vachov, the first one by Moshe, points in that direction as well. But then we know Moshe suffered a period at 60 years of alienation after the Jews told him, Yisam Chol Ish Sar V'Shofet Aleinu, who put you in charge? And Moshe goes off and he spends 60 years wandering the ancient world, as the Ramban says, and he finally settles down in Midian. He's finally beginning to find some stability in his life. And at that moment, God weighs in and God wrenches him away from the first family he's ever really, truly known since he left Egypt. And Moshe's very resistant to taking the mission to go back to the Jewish people. And Moshe says many things to Hashem. I'm not able to speak. Shlach nabi atishlach. Everything that Moshe can say to try to get out of it. In that week-long conversation, as Rashi depicts it, Torah tells us, then Moshe says, I'm not even going to know what to say when I get there. I'm going to arrive, and the Jewish people are going to say, basically, you know, who do you work for? V'amru li ma'ashemo, ma'omar alehem. What do you want me to say? Who am I, and who do I work for? And Hashem says to the Jewish people, through Moshe, ko somar livnei Yisrael. Tell them the word ko, ehayesh lachani alechem. Ehayah asher ehayah. Ko again there denotes Hashem's commitment to the Jewish people, a commitment that never would be broken. And so on and so forth. Makas b'choros, when Hashem made good at the promise, v'gamis hagoy asher yavodu dan anochi, Hashem kept that promise as well. Ko amar Hashem kachatzos alayla ani yotzei b'soch mitzrayim. The ko there again is reflective of Hashem's ultimate commitment to the Jewish people, his commitment to the promises of the past. Kosevarchu es b'nei Yisrael amor lahem yorecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. We find the same language of Ko in the context of the Shishim Osios, as you see here, the 60 letters of the Birkas Kohanim. Again, reflects Hashem's love of the Jewish people. B'kushaso shel Aaron v'varech hasamo Yisrael bi'ahava, so on and so forth, into the battle against Yericho. The kina eko, it's not just a play on words, the simple word echa, but it's a reflection of a deep understanding of Chumash and Tanakh, that the term ko speaks to Hashem's commitment to us, speaks to our commitment to Him. And on this day of Hester Panim, on this day of sensing Hashem's distance, gam ki azak v'ashaveya sasam tfilasi, you see behind me, we feel our somehow our tfilos are unable to reach Him. We say, Eko, where is that word, that code, that stood for the unbreakable bond between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eko, Merkos, that's